Doctor's Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Thursday, January 23rd, goes to a professor in Philly named Chibaka Nadwar. How you pronounce this man's name? Play it for me, man.
Chika Nwankwo.
Say it again.
Chika Nwankwo.
All right, I'm going to point at you.
Chika Nwankwo.
Every time I need to say his name, I'm going to point at you, John. Okay, I do not know how to pronounce this man's name. I just know he was a professor at Drexel University. He was arrested on Monday. Now, let me tell you something. When I hear stories of people stealing, especially stealing money, depending on the context, I understand why they stole the money. Now, I don't agree with it because I don't respect thieves, all right? Stealing someone's hard-earned money is beyond cowardly to me. I didn't work for this, so you can just take it. But oftentimes, we hear stories about people stealing for good reasons, or reasons that we can understand. Like just last week, we reported on this guy, I think that was in Philly too, who robbed a pharmacy because he had a sick child.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
I get it. You know, I understand that. That makes sense to me. But when people take penitentiary chances just because they want to have a little fun, I don't get it. All right. Professor
Chika Nwankwo.
Yes. He's a professor at Drexel, so he has a job. I mean, he's not balling by any means, but he's making a decent, honest living. But apparently, that wasn't enough for Professor
Chika Nwankwo.
Yeah. Let's go to the news thing. I forgot what news station it is. ABC?
Yes.
Let's go to ABC for the report.
A Drexel University professor is facing charges tonight of allegedly stealing $185,000 in research grant money. This is 57-year-old Chika Nwankwo. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner's office says the former chair of the engineering department used the money on adult entertainment and sports bars, meals, and iTunes purchases. An audit by Drexel University found that the professor made a number of the unauthorized purchases during a seven-year period.
Professor knew alkaline water from 2010 to 2017. He spent $96,000 at adult entertainment venues and sports bars and $89,000 spent on iTunes purchases. The money that was allocated for research purposes instead went to Onyx and Chicken Pete's and Meek Mill music. All right. Now, when he was submitting the reports for the adult entertainment expenses, let's just say scripting. He said he was using it for catering and food, but 48% of the 114 charges he made were incurred on weekends, and 63% were incurred from midnight to 2 a.m. If Professor Iaconelli says he's working on the weekend as usual, he's lying. Now, what I don't understand is why a 57-year-old man isn't making better decisions. Now, I haven't been to the script club in a long time, all right? But I do know that when I was younger and far from having any money, I didn't need that kind of money to have a good time in the script club. $100. You know what I'm saying? Tip a low. $40 in ones goes a long way. You know, you get you some chicken wings, a couple drinks, and you have a ball. Same thing at a sports club. Who spends tens of thousands of dollars in a sports club? Why are you looking at me like that?
When did you go to the strip club when you could go with $40, get wings, drinks, and tip?
I said $100.
Oh, okay.
I said $40 in ones for the tip.
I got you.
Okay.
All right.
Then I got $60 for drinks and do whatever.
That's right. You're right. My bad. Sorry.
I just want to ask, what's this man's name?
Chika Nwankwo.
One question. Was it worth it? Okay. I'm sure you're losing your job. You had to surrender your passport. You went to jail and got released on a $25,000 bond. And you'll probably never get a job at another school because you betrayed Drexel University and tuition-paying students, okay, that you were paid to educate. Think about all the kids that probably saw
Chika Nwankwo.
Yeah, saw him in Vanity Grand back in the day and thought he was a cool-ass professor who was tipping heavy. He might even have been passing stacks of cash to the students. But guess what, kids? It was your money. Right? Please give Chicken Pete's new whack bars. What's his name?
Chika Nwankwo.
Yeah, please give him the biggest hee-haw.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Yes, indeed.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial pound 250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident.